Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Second, coming to you live out of Alaska. Man, just sat down here. I'm a little late today. Well, I tell you, I don't know what to say anymore. I can tell you one thing, dump Fox, watch freespeech.com and WVW. Winter Victor W. TV. That's a couple of places to watch if you want to find out what's really going on in the world. One American Network or something like that. I think that's OAN or ONA. I think it's that's a good place to go. These other people, our republic, is hanging by a thread. And these other people won't tell the whole truth. I mean, I used to like to watch Tucker, a little bit of him. And Hannity, he's pandering to Lindsey Graham, which he is okaying judges for the other side for Biden. So what's that tell you? Laura Ingraham was good for hydroxychloroquine and stuff. But I watched her stop an interview where it was going where she didn't want it to go. I've seen Tucker stop the governor of South Dakota, where she was going to go on this LBGA or whatever it is nonsense. It's just amazing that they can't have the whole truth. Then I saw where the Fox guy that owns it, he'd give $20 million to against Trump, and he's been supporting the Democrats. So what's that tell you? They got a bunch of shills in there. that sound really good, but we never get down to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, I was just watching a little bit of Brandon Howes interviewing Annie Cyrus, which was a 13-year-old Iranian taken as a bride when she was 13 years old, showing videos not only of the Taliban over there wearing American uniforms and weapons, driving Humvees, and also taking the Humvees into Iran. Oh, that's where we really want to have the good stuff, into Iran. 80 to somewhere around $100 billion. We just walk off and leave it. Nobody in his right mind, that there is no doubt anymore, and there hasn't been for a long time. It's not incompetence. It's on purpose. These people are flat-out communist, globalist, Marxist, totalitarian, dictators, all rolled into one. There's no doubt about it. Everything they're doing is to destroy the families, destroy small business, destroy our citizenship, destroy our security, given these shots that are not shots. I mean, I was going to have some clips, but I didn't get time, of Karen Kingston again being interviewed by Brandon Howes. The problem isn't the COVID-19. The problem is to get us to take the real bioweapon, which are the, quote, vaccines that are not vaccines, that are altering people's DNA, closing down their ability to have natural immunity, and shedding. And they print it. CDC and these people, they knew about shedding. So now we're seeing an uptick because the people that actually got the vaccines that aren't, let's call them a bioweapon. It would be right here. The people that got the bioweapons, they are now spreading another bioweapon, a real one. They're contagious. They are the enemy. It's not us giving it to them. It's not the unvaxxed people giving it to the ones that are dumb enough to get the bioweapon. It's the bioweapon people that are infecting the people that didn't get it or even got it, because the bioweapon doesn't do anything. Karen Kingston explained that. There's a 1% gain, possibly. She says it's clinically, that's ridiculous. Does nothing. Why they say they're 95% and all that nonsense, when you understand what they're talking about, it's a lie. And she understands their jargon. You just can't literally make this up. But I don't know if we're in the end times or not, but the pale horse and death is sure coming. There is no getting around that. But I'll tell you what, we got to get in there. I liked what Karen Kingston, she was talking about in James about faith. You have faith, but if you don't have works, you're dead. James 2:14-24. That's it. It's up to us to get off our butts, our tushes, and fight. Fight to the death. Literally. I mean, there's just no getting around it. If we don't fight, we're going to lose. And we're in a race right now. Mike Lindell is just an amazing man, what he's done. I encourage people to support him by buying his products, MyPillow. Give them to somebody or do something. You get a product and you help support something. And in Brandon House, he's a man that's just full of knowledge. Just an unbelievable MC to listen to all the information that he has. You just can't believe all the stuff that he has. Very knowledgeable, great MC. But anyway, met somebody, I got funding for a Mac Mini, and then I made the mistake of trying to upgrade to Microsoft Office 2019, and that's taken about 3 days out of my life. It should take about 10 dang days. Just can't believe that something could be, and then those people at Microsoft, they don't speak English. Then they get into your computer and they destroy your templates and stuff, and then they won't help you put them back. It just goes on and on and on. I tell you, I am not a fan of Microsoft, but I have to use it. I like Word and Excel because I've got all the stuff to do, all the appeals and all of my shortcuts in it. But I think I'm finally today, after about 4 days, back healthy so I can get this IRS stuff done, because I am going to be putting out the stuff with the one lines, because there's no reason to do the Internal Revenue stuff at all. And what people don't understand, I watched an interview with frontline doctors, and they're talking about how these doctors listen to these edicts or stuff that comes from CDC and FDA especially. What don't they understand? What they're saying is irrelevant. Congress makes laws of the United States, and the ones that are codified into positive law, the courts and everybody used to take judicial notice of. That's us, too. That's it. From Congress, that's all we have to listen to. We don't have to listen to what Pelosi says. We don't have to listen to what McConnell, the traitor Ryan, married to a Chinese communist gal. We don't have to listen to what they say, or Lindsey Grant. What they say is irrelevant. Only stuff that has gone through a procedure being passed by the House of Representatives by a count of the vote, not voice vote, and by the Senate and by a count of the vote, and signed by the president or our communist comrade guy, which his signature actually doesn't do anything, but he's there right now. He's not going to stay there. I mean, there's he's going to be gone not too soon. It's counting all that stuff. All this stuff's going to come to a head here, and he's going to have to go. People are going to wise up. But those are called laws of the United States, and when they're codified, we have to take notice of them because they're out there. And so there's the judiciary. Judicial notice means it's evidence without looking any farther. There's no doubt that it exists, and it's true. So now the question becomes, and it's amazing how they've gotten away with this. Agencies and federal agencies, the only thing that they can do that is like a law of the United States that's codified is called rules and regulations. That's it. They can't do nothing else. So why do we listen to them do their little letters or all this other nonsense? Their little edicts. Unless the Federal Register, the Congress said, if you are an agency or a federal agency, if you are a federal agency or an agency, and that covers all these boards and all this other nonsense, and it also covers the executive department, the independent boards, the establishments, bureau agencies, institutions, commissions, or a separate office of the administrative branch of the government of the United States. Everything thereafter is a federal agency or agency. That's it. There's just no getting around it. That's what it is. And then everything that is a document. Let me pull that up. And that's everything that they do. These federal agencies are agencies. That's everything they do. Without exception. I'm going to pull up the, read it out of the, Federal Register Act. It's also in the Administrative Procedures Act about what a document is. Because a document means any presidential proclamation, executive order, or any order, regulation, rule, certificate, code of fair competition, license, notice, or similar instrument prescribed or promulgated by a federal agency. Anything they do must be is classified as a document. And then if you establish that they are a federal agency or agency, which they all are, what people don't understand is there's a whole bunch of them that are external, or they're called external regulatory or external establishments. They sit outside the Constitution of the United States. There's no provision for them at all in the Constitution of the United States. Congress can't reach you and me directly. Article 1, they can't get to us right directly. They can regulate interstate commerce and that type of stuff if we're into that stuff, but they can't get directly to us, we the people. So the con is, on this, you could call it a shadow government or the alternate government. Actually, FDR called it the headless fourth branch of government, and that's a pretty good name for it. That's him, his research commission, the headless fourth branch of government. The only way they can begin the process is to publish it in the Federal Register, anything of general applicability and legal effect. Anything. No matter what they're doing. Because they put all of their interpretive regs, which is just for them interpreting their statutes, that's for them. They put housekeeping regs in there. Those are 5 U.S.C. 301, which most of them are. Those are strictly internal use only. Implementing regulations is a misnomer the Supreme Court uses, because the people that filed the stuff, they don't go into the Federal Register Act and the APA. So under what's called the Chevron deference, the Supreme Court says, well, you know, kind of looks like the statute. And these people, basically, they're so stupid that filed it. Yeah, we'll go ahead and say it'll go. I'm not kidding you. And then there's the procedural regulations. That's their own procedure. They don't have anything to do with this either. There's only one thing. They're called substantive or legislative rules. Substantive regulations or legislative rules. But the first thing every agency, without exception, that's the FDA, SEC, Federal Reserve, IRS, all of them shall, if they want to talk to you and me, they shall put it in the Federal Register. But putting it in the Federal Register doesn't mean what kind of regulation it is. That's what's so important. But the first step is they have to do it. It's like Congress. They have to put the bills out there first. But it doesn't have any force and effect, or it doesn't become a law just because they make a bill and vote on it in one of the houses or the Senate. The House of Representatives or the Senate, there is a full procedure. Step one for every agency without exception is it, if general applicability and legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. And that covers all documents, anything that they're doing, orders or no order, no matter what. And they're all agencies. So what does that mean, first of all? Why do I get a letter from the IRS with nothing but code? Why do I go to a tax court that says there's got to be a notice of deficiency to get into tax court, and they cite a code? 6011 or 6012? They got no authority to use it. That's a con. They might as well be citing French law, but we just don't get it. They can't cite code with any authority. The only way agencies talk is through regulations. That is the thing I'm trying to get through to people. The only way And it's got to be in the Federal Register. If it's any, I don't care. They can issue all the edicts and nonsense they want, letters, and we've done this, and we've, it's irrelevant. It got to be in the Federal Register. Just like Congress can't try to make a law of the United States without it first going through the procedure of the House of Representatives by a simple majority, Senate, simple majority, President either signs it or it vetoes and gets overridden by a two-thirds vote. That's the only way it happens. This other is nonsense. It's pulling my hair out the back of my mouth. Back of my mouth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, I'm back here. I want to go into the vaccine again. Somebody can actually... Richard in New Hampshire. What's you up to, Richard?
Not too much, Ralph. I got a couple things I want to run by you here, okay? You know those swabs that come from China? There's two companies out there that make it, and they bring them over here in the United States. And what they've been doing is they've been shoving these things up Americans' noses, you know, for the virus. And what a lot of people don't understand and comprehend, Ralph, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but what they do in China is they soak them, and it's called EO, and that's ethylene oxide, all right? And
yep.
What it is, ethylene oxide. That's the way it's pronounced, probably. Okay. And what it is, it's a carcinogen, Ralph. The EPA has banned it in the United States, use in the United States. OSHA has banned it in the United States, Ralph. And even Canada, the equivalent of OSHA in Canada, has banned it in Canada because it's a carcinogen. It causes all kinds of cancers, brain cancer, lung cancer, kidneys, lung, I mean, you name it, it causes all kinds of cancers in the body, human body, right? What they've done now is they sent this over here, and when you go in, you know, for a COVID test, well, they say what they do is they shove these things up your nose and they're putting a carcinogen up your nostrils close to the brain. And I'm just saying to myself, you know, there has to, somebody's got to put a stop to this stuff, Ralph. You know?
Well, I mean, it's out there. They're putting that nano-type stuff that you get in the, quote, bioweapon. That's on the tips of that. That's also when they go up there next to your brain, too.
Oh, yeah. And then after that, you have graphene oxide that's in the Pfizer. It's supposed to be a secret ingredient, but it's out there now. And what it is, it's a carcinogen. I mean, they're killing the American people, and nobody is doing a freaking thing about this. You know, the news media doesn't want to talk about it. Nobody even wants to mention this stuff. And I mean, if anybody wants to know the truth, look what they did in Israel. Or what? 95% of all the people in Israel, they all got the shot, and most of them are all sick and dying. What does that tell you? You know, go get some more.
I think the first thing that I would say is I wouldn't be taking that bioweapon because I don't have a death wish.
No. But the thing is, like the FDA, all right, this hasn't been approved by the FDA. I don't care. Because, like, when you get a flu shot or something like that, right, what they actually do in the virus or in the shot, they actually take a virus, right? It's either alive or it's dead. They put it in the virus so your body, your immune system will attack it, and it gets used to it. Well, and these shots here, there's nothing in there. There's not even a virus in there. So what the hell is your body supposed to attack? There's nothing there for your body to attack. So you know as well as I do, Ralph, this is a bioweapon, period. They want to eliminate, they want to eliminate 7 billion people in the world. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
There is no virus there. It's a gene therapy. It's a gene therapy to modify, then it gets around. And starts making its own, I forget what they call it, these spike proteins or whatever, but it ends up making something that our body tries to attack, and we don't have a way to do it, so we ended up dying or passing it, shedding it, just giving it to somebody else.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like I said, I mean, what this protein does, it's another thing that causes all kinds of cancers. It causes cancer, it causes blood clots, it causes all kinds of stuff. And I heard somebody say that, you know, if you take the shot, you better go and have your blood checked because this virus, the shot, what it does, everybody gets, you know, a blood clot. They're small blood clots, but you better go and get it checked because if you start with that, you better start getting some blood thinners. But I found something here, Ralph, that you and I have been talking about for quite a while, and this is about motor vehicles, right? I found this. I just found this last week. I think this is going to interest you, okay? If you go to 18 U.S.C. 513, Ralph.
Right? I'm sorry, what? Say that again?
18 U.S.C. 513.
Okay.
It falls under FUA, right? And if you go to that, section 513, basically what it says, motor vehicle titles. How do you like that, Ralph? Okay. And it says, I consider it to be, you know, securities of the state. Considered, that's the key word there, considered. And any doctored are therefore considered forged securities. Now, that's the law, Ralph. That's the law. I'm giving you the law here, okay? So what this means is like when we go and we buy a car from a dealership, right? I'm sure you probably want to, you know, jump in on this because, you know, you've been doing this for quite a few years now. And basically what it is, they never give you the MSO. They never give you that. What they do is they give you a whole bunch of paperwork, you sign it, and you have an attorney, in fact, contract. And basically what it is, it gives your title to your car to the state. The state owns our cars out there, people. We don't.
Oh, I already know that, carry... yeah, because I went and you signed, it's called an attorney in fact. It's notarized.
Yeah, attorney in fact.
You sign over all right, title, and interest away.
That's right. You got
right
it.
Right before that car ever leaves, then they carry the MSO. They get back from the state of Alaska. They got two lines, and it says, you have there's another interest not shown right in the certificate of title. Somebody else has got an
right.
interest not shown.
Right. Instead of saying, owner of the car would be Ralph Kermit Winroad, right? It says the owner of the car is the state of Alaska, right? And then
the word owner has two meanings.
Yeah.
This comes out of the old English common law. It was called the legal owner, which is the person that has the authority to use the thing, the property, the actual thing. Equitable owner. Well, back in a minute.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back. You still there, Richard?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Right,
so the first half here, basically what it is, it's fraud by omission by the dealership and the state. Now, the second half, right, it says any doctored title, right, is a forged security. Right now, here's where the rest of the fraud comes in, Ralph. And I'm sure you're aware of this, okay? When you pay off your car, right, what they do is they give us a certificate of the title. We never get the original title, the MSO, okay? So now, this is not only fraud by omission by the state, this is grand theft, extortion, and willful oppression by the state. This is what the state is doing to all of us out there, people. All of us.
I know, I looked that up in Alaska. I just haven't gotten around to dealing with it yet. I've got the documents. and I see where they done it to me, but I just, yeah. It was just you know what I say. I just haven't got to it yet.
But anyway, I happened to find the law. I just found the law a couple weeks ago. I figured I'll give you the law. So this way here, they can't say, well, there's no law that says that. Yes, there is. Yeah, 18, Section 513, FUA, under that. So I just figured I finally found the damn thing.
Another thing that people don't know, they think they own their property. I did a lodeal title on mine and did the four times in the newspaper, noticed them, and then I got the certificate, put it in the public record. Then I did a FOIA over there on the Matsu Borough, and they won't recognize that, of course, because they can't. But the bottom line is, when you're paying taxes on property, you don't have a lodeal title, because if you don't pay the taxes, they'll take the stuff, so you can't have a lodeal title.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, I've got something like, I don't know, 150 pages on a lodeal title here, you know, and I had my wife start going through it, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, this all the hoops you got to jump through. And then at the end, they still won't recognize it, because if they even find out, other people out there find out that, you know, you don't have to pay your taxes on your property, I mean, this is going to start a whirlwind here, you know?
Well, what they used to do, these older books that I got from the early 1800s, there was taxes, but then what would happen, they would take some of the land, but they would leave you all enough land in your house and everything so that you could survive and all your tools and everything.
Well, way back when, I don't know if you ever heard of this, but you know, you have mills, right? That's money. That's one tenth of a penny. But when you first started paying property tax, way back when, I don't know if you heard of this, it's called millies. Did you ever hear of millies?
No. Nope.
It's one tenth of one tenth. That's what you had to pay on property tax. I don't know if you're aware of that. Check that out. Write that down. Check it out. It'd be interesting to find out that we had to pay one milli of a mill on property taxes.
Well, basically, if we wanted to get on the fair taxes, a percentage sales tax on the amount of money that we have is that's the fair way to do it. Somebody was telling me, too, that South Dakota, they have just a sales tax up there on their stuff. They just have a sales tax, and that's how they don't have an income tax. They have a sales tax.
Well, we don't have an income tax here either in New Hampshire. But we have a sales tax on certain things. But with us, it's the property tax. That's what's killing everybody up here. I mean, you take somebody up here with a house that's worth $300,000. You're paying $8,000 to $9,000 a year on that. That's a lot of freaking money, Ralph. That's a lot of money.
It's like buying it all over again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But anyways, I just wanted to tell you about 513. I found that last week, and I says, hey, we had been talking about this for what, maybe 2-3 years and back in the past. I finally found the law.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Ralph.
I got the UCC by Anderson. It's got some good stuff in it, but I just haven't. I'm trying to get this IRS stuff done because it has to do with every agency. And basically, Microsoft here screwed me out of about 4 days here. But I think I'm back 100% healthy. So sometime this next week, I'm going to be posting to the list and get the one line done. It has to do with every agency. And nobody seems to know it for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to listen to you, Ralph.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, the thing to remember, agencies cannot have no authority to use code. Congress mandated anything under the document. It's everything they do. Orders, no matter what. Everything is covered under the definition of a document. And they are a federal agency, so that's your legal foundation. Once you identify who they are, then the next thing is, what are they authorized to do? Because they're not in the Constitution. They're not there, these external outfits. They're not there. They shall publish in the Federal Register anything of general applicability and legal effect. And that covers all the whole gamut of stuff. And everything in the Federal Register has to be judicially noticed, which means it is evidence just by being published, and nothing else is required. This is the same thing that anything that is codified is judicially noticed in the United States Code. If it's been positively accepted, they have to basically enact it twice, give it positive law, which is nonsense, but that's the shadow government that we're running in right now. But that's fine. We have to know what we're in to get back to where we should be. So the first thing is all agencies. So why is all these doctors, I was listening to them, and that frontline doctor, they got some amazing people in there. They said, how can all of these agencies, how could they get around these governors, these mayors, say you can't use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin? It's the practice of law. Practice of law requires you be a doctor in a story. They have no authority at all in that world, and everybody listens to them, including the doctors, a lot of them. Only doctors have the practice of law. A mayor can't. A governor can't. They don't know beans about nothing. It's all another con. But if the people don't have an understanding, and just like off-label, the head of the frontline doctors, the guy that got fired, and a whole bunch of them, said doctors do all this off-label. All the FDA does is take a specific disease, a specific cure, and they say it's safe. And doctors prescribe off-label all the time because they've discovered that it also helps other things. That's the practice of medicine. And they don't have any authority to get a hold of the pharmacist and say, you can't do this. But they do it. And people listen. And a whole bunch of them do it. I don't know why. And they don't know. They really don't know. What is amazing is the thing that has amazed me when I finally figured it out and could prove it. Agencies, because I kept chasing the code section nonsense around how to sue these IRS agents, and they've got it set up in a circular merry-go-round of impossible. You can sue them for, they did this taxpayer bill of rights. It used to be quite some time ago, anything they did. Well, no, we're going to make it only in collections. So you can't sue them for doing a notice of deficiency or assessment that got you to the collections. Their response was, well, let's see, if you're trying to collect from me and put a lien and take some of my house, but I say, wait a minute, the thing that started this was illegal. Oh, no, you got to go back to tax court and have them reanalyze or redo a deficiency. But wait a minute, a notice, and if the deficiency is a part 301, this is the killer stuff that I'm going to go over vaccine, which you can look up on your internet here. I'm going to give it in the second hour. You can do it from your computer. Read it yourself. You don't, I'm going to be posting on it, but it's a 301 rig, housekeeping. The only thing that the tax court does is for internal regulation called housekeeping regulations. And how many, I used to say go to tax court too. I was dumb in a rock. Well, I was dumb. I just was ignorant. Didn't know. But I wanted them to take judicial notice, and when they said they wouldn't take judicial notice of the regulations or statute, I says, what am I doing here? Then what's your rule? What's your standard of review if you don't take judicial notice of something? Putting your finger in the air like Pelosi does? Or actually more like Lindsey Graham? See which way the wind's blowing? Or McConnell? Or Murkowski? A piece of trash we have in Alaska? Man, is she something. It's such a simple issue. So I would go back to tax court for only internal regulations, because the only regulations promulgated by the IRS are part 301 regs. It says so, right? The regulation says 26, that's the title. CFR, by the way, the code federal regulations is for the United States of America. That ought to be a clue right there instead of the United States. I found that here because I've been documenting everything down to the nitty-gritty. But it's a CFR. It's a compilation of federal register publications. And the first part, there's always two parts. There's something, period, something. Usually it's like part one, like IRS, it might be 1.60 or something like that for gross income or something. Or it might be 301 point, period, 301, 6012 or 6011, whichever one is in the notice of deficiency. One's a definition, the other is the actual. If it says 301, we're done. Now, you can take it a little farther if you want. But I researched out of the IRS and Westlaw, and I finally got a little smarter, and I found 706, 26, CFR, 301 point something regulation. 706 of them. Housekeeping. The one to file an income tax return is housekeeping. The one to do deficiency, which says, Ralph, you owe us money, we think. That's a housekeeping. The assessment is 301, 6203. The 6331, notice lien, levy, distraint, all that nonsense. They used to, even in 1967, they put the United States District Court as a 301 reg. Can you believe that? They've changed that now to 7402, but it's in Title 26. What is United States, or a Court of the United States, called the District Court of the United States, but they use that to the United States. What is it doing in Title 26? What's the court doing in 26? 28 is supposed to be judicial. There is a court. The remedy is in Title 26, 7402. Does that not mean somebody's logic? This can't be. It doesn't pass muster. It doesn't pass a simple logic test. All judiciary is supposed to be in Title 28, not Title 26. That tells you right there, because see, the thing, the logic is, I didn't understand that for a while, and I found that in the Attorney General's opinion. Why a constitutional court can't deal with regulations and rules. Why can't they deal with them? Why can't an agency go in a constitutional court with a rule and regulation? And it's so simple when you see it. Because there's no controversy. It's a one-way street. It's like the king saying, thou, it's actually like the mafia saying, thou, because the IRS is like the mafia. It's protection money. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is. They go to each of us and say, you better volunteer to give me money. Because if you don't give me money, and I'll tell you how much I think you owe, depending on your business, how much you're taking in. Does that sound like the protection money the mafia does? Of course. And if you don't do it, we can't break your legs, but what we can do is we can take your business, put you in jail. We can just make your life hell. That's what the IRS is. It's no different than the protection money. And then what they do is they come around with a W-4 and they say, oh, by the way, would you please volunteer for the mafia IRS to come and take money out of what you are earning, making? And everybody signs up. Most people do. The W-4 is constitutional. Since for the last couple of years. Because what it is, all these things, when you're volunteering, it's called an implied in law contract. It means IRS is coming to me and say, Ralph, we have no obligation to you, but we would like for you to volunteer to be obligated to us. That's called an implied in law contract. So if I say, yeah, Ralph, I'd like to be obligated, and I'll use your tax tables, and put me down for three dependents. So I file a W-4 with my statutory employer, not the real one, statutory employer. And the IRS issues that. They say, yeah, Ralph volunteered. So we can start taking money out. But you see, there's a constitutional side, because the W-4 also says in the instruction, you can modify their offer. If you modify their offer, you have to print it by hand. Down at the bottom, I think it's under 4 or something, number 4. You just write in the word exempt. Their instructions say you can do that. Put in your name, Social Security number, and sign it, nothing else. And give it back to the employer to pass along to the IRS and say, you know, Ralph said he's exempt. He doesn't want to volunteer. He doesn't want to be scared by your protection racket, protection money racket. That's what you're doing. Just call it like it is. And anybody can do a W-4, redo it back to your employer. They're not going to, they can't fire you over that. If they do, they'd be liable. They might not like it. They may tell you you can't do it. You say, well, you know what? I'm just following the instructions here. Why don't we get hold of an IRS agent? Come back and get hold of me, and I'll help you deal with it. Because that's what I'm going to be doing. Because, you see, the IRS, when you talk to these people, you got to bring actual notice of the regulations, which we're going to be doing here this next week. And I'm one case, and I got a couple other ones. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
well, we're back here. And it's pretty amazing, too, to listen to these frontline doctors and these pharmacy people, because what they do is they work at a hospital, and the hospital puts down these edicts to say, if you want to stay here, there's certain things you can't do. You're not going to prescribe hydroxychloroquine. You're not going to prescribe ivermectin. You're maybe going to prescribe something that we know is probably is killing people, but this is the way it is. So if you want to stay working here, you're going to do it. Hey, this is what some of those doctors brought out at this frontline. This was on Frank's speech. It was in episode 4 of interviewing the frontline doctors. Definitely worth your time to go take a look at it. This is the people in the front lines that have quit their jobs and said, no, I'm not doing this. I took an oath to do no harm. And these people are standing up and fighting, and they're putting their ethics and their morals ahead of making money. That's what we're lacking today. Ask yourself, is there anybody out there that does not know that the elections were fraudulent? I mean, you got to have your head in the sand not to figure that out by now, surely. Is there anybody out there? There's a lot of people that I find yet have not heard of Mike Lindell, that he has the absolute proof. It's the same as DNA. If you're at a, if they find your blood or your DNA at a murder site and can place that there in the semen or blood on the person that's intermixed with the other when they're dying, that's conclusive. There's no getting around it. You're guilty. Mike Lindell has the same thing, and he's going to be bringing out with all the different, I think it's 167,000 different computers or whatever it is, so that everybody can go in and look at their own state. I can't wait to see that. I know Alaska, we had 28,000 votes flipped, even though we went for Trump. It's conclusive. Now, the question is, on the cyber symposium, all 50 states finally showed up. Where was Congress? Where was the Republicans? Do they not know that the election is fraud? How could they not know? None of them showed up. Fox didn't show up. That tells you something right there, doesn't it? Fox wouldn't run the ads. This is Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, Ingram, and Hannity. Those four top dogs. They won't go there. Our republic has been controlled for God knows how long by China, Iran, and other people. They knew this back in the 80s with the Diebold things, that they could get around and control them, that the elections could be fraudulent. So our government is having people put in positions by our enemies, including China being the most. If we don't want, and nobody shows up and helps, well, thank you. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RB.